Hi, folks. This is David Fox. Welcome to Hunting Wire Radio with Larry Wysoon and Luke Clayton, coming to you from the great state of Texas. I'm betting you're going to learn something from these veteran outdoorsmen and be entertained in the process. Now, here's Larry and Luke with this week's show.
Luke, summertime usually is a time I'm not really happy with. I'm always looking forward to the fall and the winter. And you know what? This year, though, it's a little bit differently. I've been working on some places where we've been doing a little bit more management than normal in terms of trying to get some whitetail deer into some of those older age classes. And we're finally at the stage now where trail cameras are starting to show photographs of deer with antlers on their heads in the development stages. And also start to get an idea on the ponds. And it's all of a sudden summer's become a lot more fun. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on this summer now, particularly in Texas and the South and even in the farther north kind of country. So what are you up to when it comes to this kind of summertime?
Well, I tell you, here this past week, I actually went out and did some summer hog hunting. And, you know, that's a pretty good topic, Larry. I can remember back when people came to Texas in after the close of deer season from out of other states. That was the big time for an influx of hog hunters coming to Texas. But and it still is. It's probably more people come. We call it a Texas hog season, but the close of deer season.
Right.
You know, the feeders are still running and whatnot. The hogs are coming in. But there's a great deal, a great number of people that come in the summer and hunt hogs. But it does put things in a different light, so to speak, if hunting them when it's cold and you don't have to worry about meat care, you don't have to worry about insects, you know, you don't have to worry about overexerting yourself like you do in the summertime in the heat. So there's so many options, though, Larry, for people coming to Texas, you know, to hunt in especially free-range hogs and exotics. There's that opportunity on some ranches. If you're just coming for a hog hunt, you know, I mean, you fence in a few hundred acres of heavy cover, and if it's got wild hogs in it, it's that's kind of what I lean to suggest to people coming from out of state. Not that it's the only way to hunt them, but they're not 6 miles down the creek. They're going to be somewhere within that, you know, four or five, and maybe they're even a little bit wilder and harder to hunt once they know the confines that they're in, you know?
You're exactly right. And there's, as you mentioned, there's some absolutely fantastic hog hunting here in Texas. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that I talk to down in Georgia and in Florida and Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, even in some of the other states, South Carolina, where they do have a lot of hogs as well, too. And I can tell you, I know it's hot here in Texas, but I've hunted in some of those other states during that same time frame. And as you mentioned, there are certain things you have to be aware of if you're going to hunt during the springtime or now, particularly during the summertime when it comes to wild hogs, and that is insects.
Yes, sir.
Insects, yeah. Snakes, heat, you know, all those
yep.
kind of things.
Yep.
But there are things that you can do things about to prevent from having any kind of problems.
You know, Larry, insects, yeah, we've had a tremendous amount of moisture in much of Texas, definitely the eastern half, and even into the hill country at all in Texas this spring. And, you know, it's chiggers and ticks. You introduced me to a way to spray your clothes down with this Sawyer a couple of years ago. And I've started doing it, and I've had zero problems with chiggers or ticks. Now, and I know you've been, you know, over the world, and you've used that. But you did stress to me, you spray with this particular Sawyer product, spray your clothes before you go hunting, right? And that's what I've been doing. Had no problems on the hunt last weekend, you know?
Absolutely. We're talking about Sawyer's Permethrin. You can buy it pretty much at any place that sells camping gear.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, all kinds of different stores and online as well too. And basically what you do is you spray it on your clothes and it will kill ticks. It will kill chiggers. It works well as far as keeping mosquitoes off of you as well too. And this particular product is just a godsend as far as I'm concerned. You're right. I've used it all over the world and bad tick fever country in Africa and down in here and where we have chiggers. some of the folks up north may not know what a chigger is, but a dear friend of mine, Jim Zumbo, says I'll face a sow grizzly with cubs with a toothache any day before I get into chiggers. And I mean, they'll burrow in and bite, and then they're gone, and it itches for days, kind of thing. But with using your spraying your clothes, and what I do is you spray your clothes, your socks, your shoes, your shirt, you know, gloves, cap, hat, whatever you're wearing, and it will actually kill those chiggers and ticks that crawl upon you and prevent all kinds of different problems, not just the discomfort of having to scratch and itch, but throughout much of the country, we've seen a tremendous increase in Lyme disease, which is a horribly debilitating disease, particularly in the female side of the human population. It seems like girls and women seem to have a worse problem with it than men do. And another disease that kind of cropped up is a disease, also a blood parasite kind of thing called Babesia. And these can be, and they can mimic all kinds of different diseases, from a flu-like thing to serious heart trouble, and some of them are even debilitating in terms of our motor skills kind of thing. So just a little bit of prevention there with that. Sorry for me, from the spraying on your clothes. You can wash it, they say six times. I usually put it on again after every four washings kind of thing, just to be a little bit on the safe side. It's totally safe on your clothes. You don't put it on the person, on yourself, but man, it sure can prevent a lot of problems down the way when it comes to anything having to do with the insect side of the parasite type of things.
Well, Larry, I'm learning something here. So you really don't need to spray it before you go hunting. You can actually spray it, and then can you, you know, wash your clothes, and then
still
stays good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll spray it. I've got a set of clothes, and I'll spray like three or four sets of clothes for the entire. And I'll put them, after I do, I'll just put them in a plastic bag, or you can hang them, you know, back in the closet if that's what you want to do. But after I spray them and they dry out and all that kind of thing, I just put them in a big plastic bag, and I'll have three or four of those plastic bags of clothes, and then I'll kind of rotate them out, and I'll know after so many washings, okay, now it's time to go to the next one, and I'll spray that additional one down again. But, yeah, it'll last at least six washings. But like I said, usually at about four I start trying to try to put some on again just to be on the safe side. But you know, that's the insect thing is really important. If you're going to be in where there's snake country, of course you got to always be careful of snakes. And I wear tall boots most of the time, or wear, you know, some kind of snake leggings. And a lot of times in the hunting that I do during the summertime is in where there's a lot of underbrush and like with you, and I mean, we got a lot of cactus in a lot of the country that I hunt in the summertime, and even throughout the fall, and brambles and briars, and those real, there are several really good, like almost gators that come up to your knee that do really well and prevent snake bites and to that level. And, you know, so again, they're just a little bit of preparation there. And then two, people forget how important it is to keep, hydrated.
Oh yeah, that is true. And this past hunt, Larry, one thing I will touch on too is you know, mosquitoes. Those mosquitoes, it's kind of a near upper end of Lake Fork, actually, you know, where I was hunting with our buddy Jeff, and mosquitoes were thick. I mean, all this moisture we had.
You're being very kind and called them thick.
I mean, they were bad. I wear the very lightweight long sleeve. And, you know, there's some materials now. I don't think you'd call it polyester, but there's some hunting gear now that's very light. Not like the old shirts that you and I used to wear, but this stuff is so thin. But I wear long sleeves when I'm hunting in the summer.
Absolutely.
I do. Thank goodness I had them on. But no kidding. I was hunting on the ground, Larry, for these hogs. You know, had a camp stool set up and a little brush blind. When I sat down, my hands were getting, there wasn't 2 inches, there wasn't a mosquito on me.
And I, yes.
Now, here's what everybody needs to know. Have you used the Thermacell very much, Larry?
I have, particularly in bear hunting up north.
Okay.
When bear hunting is the best. The mosquitoes are so thick you wear a head net, not to keep them off your face, but so you can breathe. So,
I know.
Absolutely. I've used a thermocell a fair amount, and that's where I was going to head next, quite frankly.
Yes, sir. Well, the thermocell, I've had one. I don't know. In the past, I've been, I guess the term is old school, but I thought, now, do I really want to put scent in the air when I'm hunting up close, bow hunting or whatever? And I didn't use it. Jeff Rice finally got me educated. I sat down, and I've had a little thermocell unit. It's also you can put batteries in it. It's also a little lantern also, you know,
right,
if you want it. I don't use it for a lantern. But thermocell, I put the fresh fuel cell, it's just a little bottle that screws on, you know, little fuel cell underneath. And then basically there's a little, about the size of a big, maybe postage stamp, it's a heating element, and there's a tiny, tiny flame that heats that element, and you slide this piece of insecticide saturated whatever over that. It's not very big, no, not much bigger than a stamp. And I tell you, I fired that thing up, and all it takes to fire it up is turn it on and push the button. It's an electric starter, electric spark.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And and no kidding, within 2 minutes, I was not bothered by one mosquito for the 2 or 3 hours that I sat out there. So thermocell, if you come to Texas in the summer, bring you one or get you one. Right, Larry?
Yeah, not only in Texas, anywhere you go in the summertime,
spring, right,
whatever mosquitoes you want to take. You know, actually, from what I understand, it was developed by a lady who would like to garden, and she liked to have a bunch of flowers in her backyard, and mosquitoes are so bad, so she finally developed this, what, you know, is now known as a thermocell, and hunters absolutely swear by it. Between the thermocell and the Permanone from Sawyer's,
you're good.
Rather, you can cover. You don't have to worry about any kind of bug, quite frankly.
Well, Larry, I tell you, we're a little short on time for today's show. I've enjoyed visiting. Always enjoy visiting with you and learn something new, you know. And I think that's kind of what these little segments are all about: sharing things that we've picked up about the outdoors through osmosis, if nothing else, you know.
You're exactly right. And, of course, right now is an absolutely great time to get involved with organizations, too, like Dallas Safari Club at biggame.org. And get out and shoot your rifles and start getting ready and getting your hunting equipment ready. And we'll talk about some of that in the future here. Probably, you know, August is the start of some of the hunting season.
Yeah.
North, particularly some of the bighorn sheep and things up going on in Canada, which hopefully will be open, and up in Alaska. So we'll ask everybody to join us right here next time on the Hunting Wire Radio.